did, Will, I did bring you here because I want to confront you about something.
Oh, no.
You slept with my ex-girlfriend.
Who's your ex? Oh, wait. Do you want to say her name on the podcast?
It's Mary J. Blige.
Oh, God. Not this, dude.
No, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I can't tell you who it is.
Whoa.
Is this real?
Are you fucking with
me? I'm fucking with you.
Oh, my God, dude.
I thought you guys, like, make shit up, right?
Isn't we love making shit up.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
I see.
I feel like, oh, my God.
The problem is that's too believable. You needed to add, like, some sort of, like, you slept with my girlfriend in space.
In space,
I know. I was going to keep on going with it, and I was gonna insist you show me your cock right
after. Oh my God. Wow. But then you saw the genuine fear in my eyes.
So later on I'll ask you again. You can show your cock later, but for now we're gonna keep on going.
We're heterodox. We don't play that.
Oh yeah, you guys aren't left or right, you guys are heterodox.
We're heterodox.
You don't show your penises.
Never, dude, never.
Not homodox.
No.
Homodox.
Yeah.
Unless somebody with a lot of power and influence wants to see it. My pants cannot hit the ground fast enough.
I know. So you guys basically started your pod out by making up stuff, right?
We actually have the exact same format, except we sort of freestyle it. You guys
really?
Yeah. We do the same thing. Yeah.
No, not like in a we are full of shit type of way.
Oh,
no,
okay,
we,
cool. Yeah.
No, but we do make up stuff a lot, like a lot of stories
from the top.
Yeah. We confront guests a lot, actually. That kind of way. Actually, that's the first time we've ever done that.
Yeah.
Very believable.
There you go, making shit
like
up.
A terrifying troll. Like he's so like you cannot read him at all. So
we were on a podcast really recently, and it seemed like we were getting Borat-ed.
Really?
So we just Borat-ed the fuck out of that person back. And then it turns out we weren't being Borat-ed.
You guys were just being at monsters.
Yeah. Well, this guy was like asking us these like really like kind of like they're paranoid questions, right?
Yeah.
And we were like, no one could actually believe these things, right? Like, there's no way. But he was very serious. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're actually right. It's like much worse than you realize.
Whoa. What was like an example?
Well, we were on a podcast. And a big thing on podcasts is that you can't. He was saying, I don't want there to be copyrighted material.
Oh.
And we were playing
our theme song out loud, which is copyrighted material.
Oh, no.
And like, so our theme song for this pod is actually like copyrighted material, and we play it every, and like for pods.
By design, it's a part of it.
Well,
it's just a great song.
Oh, yeah.
And also like pods aren't actually like liable to copyright in the same way that most other things are, because like just nobody cares.
Right.
I'm sure like one day maybe they could be, but they're not really. So like you guys could just like do whatever you want on your pod.
Yeah, we've gone to some extreme lengths to not get.
Yeah, we're actually like we're playing with fire here. We are going to use in our upcoming episode
a
piece of music that I will not spoil.
A very famous one.
But it is one of the more Sue-inclined musical artists.
Yes.
Sue?
Like lawsuit. Like lawsuit inclined.
Oh. Taylor Swift.
No.
My ex Sue. Who brought Will here today?
Oh,
yes.
No.
To be confronted.
So we are actually very scared.
Yeah,
like
we went so far as to, so we're trying to use this song, and we hired a musician friend of ours to remake the song almost exactly as it is, slightly different enough.
Oh, really?
Where like we think we won't get in trouble.
Like an electronic cover, and we think we can kind of get away. And also we're having somebody else other than one of the characters is singing it.
Yeah.
But it's functionally the song.
Isn't that like parody law or something?
That's what I thought.
I just want to use parody law for everything.
Make it funny. Yeah, make it funny. And then you guys.
We're trying.
Well, we're singing it in the voice of Michael McDonald. So I hope that is enough to get us over the hump. I mean, we're incredibly scared. Like, this is real fear.
Yeah, this is.
We have a lot of fear.
We are fear motivated animals.
Yeah.
You guys,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
We're very. Yeah.
A lot of panic.
So much panic. Dude, it's like we are. I mean, how many times have we gotten on the wrong train? We've been here like 2 days.
Dude, I got so goddamn lost yesterday.
Really?
I didn't know that apparently in this godforsaken place, there's some places that have the same address as another place, but in very different parts of the town.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy to me. Why don't you just have a different address?
He went to the wrong Broadway.
I went to the wrong Broadway.
That's
true. I was
like,
where the fuck am I? And Nate's like, oh, you're like an hour and a half from where you're supposed to be.
You're like at a Broadway show. You're like in
Times
Square
Hamilton.
At Broadway.
I'm like, wait, this is the Holiday Inn Express.
You literally sent me your location and you were at the Empire State Building. I was like, oh.
I'm like, damn, this hotel is tall as hell.
Yeah. I'm gonna get all the way up there with this big old bag.
How many flights of stairs am I gonna have?
How's this old shoe gonna get all the way up to the top?
And this is for the sci-fi film that was like never made. Right?
Yes,
Cyber Cowboys.
Cyber Cowboys.
Yes.
So does the film actually exist, or does the story is made up, or does
none of
this,
it exists?
None of it. Exists.
None of it. Exists.
All of it.
Oh wow. We took it.
That's
from,
ambitious.
It's like. A nefarious concoction of a few.
I wonder, yeah, do you guys do this in other parts of your life? How do your girlfriends feel about you gaslighting?
Well,
no, I'm an incredibly bad liar.
Yeah, you're radically honest with his girlfriend.
I'm a really bad liar. I'm just like I'm the bluntest guy. And as
is
my,
your girlfriend listening to this right now? Probably.
Well, she loves his ass.
She does. She really does.
We support you in supporting him.
And she loves finding things to criticize about me. So
and funnily
that's
enough,
true love.
Funnily enough, Jesus, for me, this podcast sort of ruined a relationship.
Yes, it did.
No, wait. Yeah. What happened?
Well,
what happened?
It was just like we worked, like the amount of time we put into our podcast is like ungodly. Like 9 straight months of like pretty much consistently working on
it. Yeah, yeah. It came out 5 months
late. That's
incredible.
It came out 5 months late.
But we were, it's not like we like started late or procrastinated. We were like straight working on it.
Yeah, and it just took up a lot of time.
For the first season though, right?
Second season.
Oh, okay.
This is season
second
two,
season, yeah.
Yeah.
The first season was about baseball, right?
Yes, a fake World Series. Yes. And I wasn't in a relationship on that one, so I was...
You weren't?
I was having a blast.
No.
But this one, yeah, because it was just like, you know, she'd be like, do you want to hang out? I'm like, I'm actually working on my made-up podcast with my friend Nate.
So I can't
take you out to dinner, you
it's
know?
Like, this is art. You don't understand what it's like to be an artist, okay?
Yeah. And then imagine trying to explain to somebody... The thing you're doing is the stupidest thing in the world. Like the thing that's taking me from her is a made up podcast in which I do a silly
it's
voice.
It's embarrassing enough to do a podcast and then to make the whole thing like fake. It's like let's just
and to
amp
do
it
up
a level.
Long. Like it's like oh he's doing his podcast, but that's like 4 people sitting around a table talking for like an hour.
Right.
We had to like write for 7 months to get 5 episodes
five episodes down
and then like
holy
another
shit.
4 to finish the last 3
I mean
that is hard work.
We wrote it out in script format and it was 100
no season 1 was 160 pages and season 2 was 250 pages
so everything is scripted
every word
not a made up word
not
in there
a damn made up
we didn't
word.
Let we didn't
you guys
we don't
need like
one...
your own wiki for like your
we do
yeah
we
like,
do
that would be sick.
Concept-wise, like, is this all sort of like a commentary on like podcast culture, and or is it just like you just wanted to write a crazy ass script,
or is it just like a form for comedy?
I was taking a lot of Adderall during the pandemic.
Yeah, weren't we all?
Yeah, and I was.
You know, this is like how half of our episodes start.
Yeah, just too much.
Everyone
Adderall.
Like so. Tell us about your project. I was taking Adderall during
so
the pandemic,
much fucking Adderall.
And now they're on our. Podcast during the Adderall basically decline. There's like no Adderall in the system anymore.
I heard, yeah.
And that's why the crypto market's down too.
And that's why the podcast
market is lacking. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's why it took us 9 months.
Yeah.
so you're taking Adderall during the pandemic?
I was taking a bunch of Adderall and I was watching a long baseball documentary by a guy named John Boyes. I don't know if you know who he is.
Oh, is that a recent one?
Yeah, it was about the Seattle Mariners.
The history of the Seattle
Mariners.
It's
amazing. It's one of the greatest.
Highly recommend one of the greatest documentaries.
So I was watching that, a very long baseball.
I think I met him in an Uber once.
Really?
Is he young? Is he like our age?
He's like 40.
He's like 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I met him maybe.
Just for
he's
like
from
a
LA?
Very.
No, he's from Kentucky.
He's from
and
Kentucky.
Lives here.
I've never met him. Yeah. I was just assuming because I met a guy that made a baseball documentary that it was the same one. Go ahead.
But I was doing that, and then I was listening to Blowback, that the podcast. If you, I don't know if you've heard of
no,
that.
No, what's the deal with that
it's
one?
It's like a very well-done historical podcast about the Iraq war. That gets really into it and, you know, a bunch of, like, conspiracy theories and stuff like
amazing.
That.
And you were,
and
like...
So, and I was like, the intersection, and I just, like, fell out of my chair.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was that good?
Well, the podcast is back,
like,
but
haven't
the
slept
idea.
In
yeah.
40 hours, and you're like snorting Adderall, and you're like, I have it.
It's a
million dollar
I
idea.
I found,
right,
I'm
here.
Like Eureka running down the street with my dirty laptop.
Running from Palms to yeah. my house.
World Series Iraq.
Yeah, literally, yeah. that's pretty yeah, much where yeah, I started. Yeah. And then me and Nate became friends through stand up, and we spent.
You're a stand up too? Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Very, very good stand up.
Amazing.
And we spent a lot of time bombing at mics and then standing outside dicking around, and then Nate would just do every funny voice you could imagine, and so he was the first guy I thought of. And we bonded over a love for baseball.
I do a few.
He does that in he doesn't do a few.
We,
he does a ton.
We can come back to that. Yeah.
I mean, listen, if you want him to do impersonations, he will. Okay. So just know you're entering that territory.
No.
Like once you get toy. Him going, he cannot stop.
Yeah. There's certain avenues. It's certain avenues conversationally with me where it's like. You gotta section off 12 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, I have learned to steer conversations away when I know they're approaching that.
the
Rubicon,
precipices.
Yeah.
Don't unlock Pandora's box.
Yeah. Genuinely. But then we started writing it, and the whole time we're like, this is insane. We're never gonna make this. And then we made it.
Yeah. Because we just had nothing but time.
Nothing to fucking do.
And it just kept getting bigger. Because it started off as like, we were like, we should just like make fun of like scripted true crime podcasts.
Right, yeah.
And that's where it started. But like, it very quickly just became like something else where we were just trying to one-up each other with like the dumbest ideas we could come up with.
Yeah.
And but all make it all like fit together just so.
Yeah.
Like we didn't leave any stone unturned.
No, we agonized for hours.
Really
over, like,
annoying, like one line.
We spent, like, I remember once we spent like, I think, 6 hours trying to remember the order in which team got the home game.
Oh yeah,
in the series.
How much you guys
games,
know about
so who
baseball?
Was home, who was away?
Yeah.
We spent hours agonizing over
it. Was
that.
Like it was like a who's on first but serious.
Oh yeah, I saw a league of their own recently.
Oh yeah,
sure,
it's
absolutely.
The only baseball thing I've ever seen.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. They
only think, what, girls like, play, and then Tom Hanks coaches most of the team.
Correct. Yeah.
No, I saw the lesbian version, like the new one on HBO or whatever.
Was that good?
It was like a liberal version of like what it could be, but it was more radical than the first one, probably. Yeah, because they actually had like lesbian, like it was centered around like lesbians.
Yeah, was there any friggin' making out and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of.
Well, sign me up. Oh my!
But it also had like scenes where like the lesbians are getting their ass beat at bars and shit like that.
Sign NATO.
All right. Fucking, that's what this country used to be about.
I'm glad we're talking about politics now.
Nate knows more than I do, but I can chime in.
Yeah, we have an understanding.
Did you guys vote? Yes.
I did. I voted in Los Angeles, thanks to. I was about to confess to a federal crime. I plead the fifth. I voted. I did. I may or may not have voted.
I googled who should I vote for if I'm a Democrat. And then I found a list, and then I just did that.
That's nice. The worst way to vote.
No. I'm sorry. That's awesome. Yeah. You rode the winning team.
I rode the winning team. Yeah.
You're like, this is a baseball man. And you voted.
This is a baseball man. It's all about teams.
Right, you hopped on World Series Game 6 and said, let's go Astros.
Let's go Astros. Yeah.
That's so sick.
Yeah, I was like a little kid picking my favorite team because of the colors of their jersey.
I've been to one pro baseball game.
Which
I went to the Cubs game when I was like 7 years old because my friend had won like a Pop Tads contest.
Nice. Whoa.
And we rode there in his dad's Corvette, and I puked the whole time there.
Nice.
Whoa.
And
inside or outside the Corvette?
Both.
Was
actually.
It top? Was it a top down situation? It was,
I don't remember that part. I will.
Why were you puking?
I don't know. They're Canadian.
Fear sports of baseball.
Are gross. Fear of baseball.
No, I just get motion sickness. But and they were driving very fast. Yeah. But it was cool. We got to meet some of the players.
Whoa.
And that kind of thing.
All right. Well, when were you born?
1986.
So this would have been 1993.
Could've been
so. Who was on
the Cubs?
Yeah,
1993. Yeah.
1993.
Yeah.
Who's on the Cubs in 93
or 94?
This is one of those avenues. The precipice
That's
has been crossed.
That's not Maddox, right?
No, it might be.
That might have been the Maddox era.
Because that was right before he went to the Braves.
Right.
This is exactly what your listeners tuned in for.
Yeah,
is
yeah.
Just
remembering the
93 Cubs.
Remembering the 93 Chicago Cubs. Ernie Banks, or is that post Banks?
I don't know.
I can look it up.
This
actually,
also, this will turn into the whole podcast if you guys don't get us.
I would like you to
here.
Look up the 1993 Chicago
I'm literally
Cubs
going
well.
To.
Okay. Oh, okay, now we're talking. Oh, Jose Guzman. He was a Marlin as well.
Really? See, I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen, you guys.
That guy, I don't know.
That guy.
Who do we got?
Ryan Sandberg.
Oh, Ryan Sandberg.
Oh, they did have Sosa. Okay.
Wow.
You meet Sammy Sosa?
I might have. I don't know, honestly. I was so young. I don't remember shit.
Right. You just remember the puking.
Did you have fun at
the game? Were you like, baseball is interesting?
No, it was really... Well, no, it was...
I loved going to baseball games as a kid.
I'm from
Boston area. So
oh, really?
All we really have is sports.
You love the damn Sox.
Yeah.
Where in Boston?
I'm Salem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I grew up in Providence.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Providence, Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, the accent will come out. It's very funny.
Yeah, I can't say orange juice.
I got bullied my freshman year of high school of college when I got to New York for saying rum instead of room. I'm going to my rum.
That's crazy.
They literally washed my culture away with that. They were like, why'd you say rum? And then I was so like crazy about it that I like taught myself to say room. That was like one of the only Boston accent things I said. But sometimes when I'm around my family, I like get into it.
Yeah. I was just in the woods of deep Mass south of Worcester for like a month.
Worcester.
So it came back in resplendent form.
Oh yeah.
I got a lot of bad voice stuff going on now.
I didn't think my dad had a really thick accent. He like sort of taught himself like out of the accent because there was like he told me that one time when he was in college, like this kid with a Boston accent and this kid with a New York accent were like arguing about whose accent was dumber.
Yeah.
And he was like, these are both really awful accents and I'm going to unlearn my accent, and he unlearned it. But I was I was watching a movie with him like in my basement back home.
Your dad? Watching a movie with him?
Yeah, and we were like, you know the Xfinity remote that you like speak into?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He was like trying to say we wanted to watch Jordan Peele's Us, and he's like, ass. And then it like wouldn't pick it up. And I'm like, he like didn't realize that he was saying it with an accent. That's why I wouldn't pick it up. And I'm like, give me that thing. And I'm like, us. And then it comes up. And he's like, oh my God.
Like, it seems fucking broken.
Yeah, he's like, the fucking clicker's not working.
Fucking clicker.
The clicker.
Yeah, I know. My dad used to say that too. The fucking clicker.
The clicker.
Oh my God. Where's the fucking clicker?
My dad actually did the exact same thing. Like, I was staying at my dad's house for like 3 days. And he said, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said, but it was something involving the word. Oh, I think he was talking about Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
And Waka. Then Alexa heard that and then played Waka Waka.
That's so good.
It was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, hell yeah, dude. And then we had a lovely time listening to that wonderful song. I'm getting fired up for the World Cup. Herschel Walker.
Oh my God, motherfuckers.
It's such a great accent.
Yeah.
It ruled. The Rhode Island one is much worse.
I don't even know the difference in dialect.
Yeah, so a Rhode Island accent is you a little bit more towards
more
a New York
it's
accent.
It's more R-worded. Yeah. Rhode Island, you know?
it's literally just, you make it just sound a lot more ignorant. So like with a Boston accent, like they'll just, like people from Boston, they'll talk kind of like this, they'll like be higher, they'll like have like this, but when you're from Rhode Island, so it's like a lot slower.
Oh.
And like, it's literally Peter Griffin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I met Nate, I was like, man, you sound like Peter Griffin.
Yeah,
man.
I'm kind of, basically, yeah.
We're going to be best friends forever, dude.
I'm like hot Peter Griffin. I'm like, that's what I look like. I'm sexy Peter.
Yeah.
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So you guys, how did you guys get, so like baseball, we did the baseball thing, how did you guys get onto the sci-fi thing, I guess?
So when I was in the pandemic, I was not taking any Adderall.
What were you taking?
I was watching three movies a day. I was watching
sci-fi movies,
Chinese action movies.
Whoa, specific at all.
Just a lot of Chinese action movies, a lot of Clint Eastwood movies,
a bit of a film buff.
Yeah, again, the precipice. This is the biggest precipice of them all.
You're like, if a film bro was from Rhode Island, that's sick.
Yeah, that's I'm the only one. There's never been another one of those. They don't have movies there.
Actually, Providence used to have the sickest film scene.
Yeah, that's all gone. It's dead. The cable car, that place was awesome. It's gone now. There was like a little tiny movie theater that had like six couches that you could sit in.
Yeah.
It was great.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Couches in the theater?
Yeah, yeah.
They
like
had like
seats
a 16mm like film scene there. It was like very experimental. Mm-hmm. They were doing all kinds of experimental stuff. It was like the main place though in the US for a while for whatever reason.
Really?
It was like how Baltimore was like the coolest place for music. That's where like Dan Deacon and Beach House and just like a million bands all came out of that place for some reason at a certain time. And they all went to SUNY Purchase.
Oh, whoa.
Or a lot of them did, which is weird. But yeah.
Huh. But yeah, so I was watching like a shitload of movies. And when we were writing season one, I was like, because we liked it so much, we wanted to do season two. And I was like, well, what was the only other thing that we talked about besides baseball?
What's the only other thing interesting about us?
Yeah, what is the only thing
we know
about?
You guys are both wearing baseball stuff. I just realized.
Yeah, yeah. We
oh,
only,
my God.
Yeah, again, we are very, very one note. Yeah.
What are your guys' favorite baseball slurs?
Baseball slurs.
Are there any baseball player slurs?
There are. Well, yes. So there's a lot of slang, and some of them. What are the meanest baseball slangs?
Oh, slang. You call them slang.
Well, you can. I mean, I don't know if there's technically.
I don't know if you can really have a slur for baseball.
I'm looking.
You
it
can.
Up.
You there. You'd be surprised at the lingo. That's bad. Yeah. That's a bad one. It's also not, you know, what are the...
I don't know any. I'm like, I'm pretty embarrassed. Right
yeah,
now.
This is like, I should, I literally just spent like...
Mr.
So,
Guy Wilson, who says he knows everything.
Wilson, it's a stand-up routine last night was called out for having so many slurs.
For having so many slurs.
Yeah, yeah.
Just no baseball ones.
No baseball ones, but all the other fun ones.
Yeah. There's like, yeah, I don't know. It's...
Ironically, there's a headline. I looked at baseball slurs, and there's a headline: Massachusetts high school sports fans hurl slurs.
Yeah,
other team.
They do that in general.
Yeah. If you Google that, if you Googled that sentence, imagine how many articles would pop up.
Like 15,000
Massachusetts fans hurl slurs.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
Like my dad taking me to a game at Fenway Park as a kid was like probably like. Exposing me to more than like taking me to see an R-rated movie because
yeah exactly
the
no
fans
exactly
in the park
oh yeah I mean surreal. They you would for like over a decade you would go to Fenway Park and they would be selling t-shirts that said Jeter has AIDS about Derek Jeter.
Jeter has AIDS.
Yeah, that was just
wait but does he?
No.
I mean, probably. He slings that thing.
He does.
Oh, does he?
He's
oh,
a,
really?
He's a man.
What's his RBI? Smith.
He's a man about town. He's a...
Yeah. No, there's like fucking
he's
somebody...
He's a slugger in more ways than one.
Yeah. Somebody did like a thing where it's like...
So he's a top.
I guess.
Yeah, well, we don't know. Yeah. We would have to ask like Jessica Biel.
Is there a top... If it's a... This is going to sound ignorant.
No, you can be ignorant.
If it's a guy-gal situation, is there a... Could a guy be considered not the top in that situation?
Yeah. A guy sometimes takes the bottom. Yeah. That's they get pegged.
not rough. Yeah.
A man can get pegged.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, that makes sense. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
It's about where how you take it. You know.
Oh.
It's kind of like what decides like and a lot of you know. When we look at children's development.
God, where is this going now?
You got to get to your point fast, dude. Yo,
pause. Right
pause,
there.
Pause.
This man sucks as hell.
Baseball is very phallic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a lot of...
stroke that bat.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. Kind of a gay sport.
You deep throat.
Good amount of grab ass going on as well.
Oh, a ton.
Oh, my God. Just horsing around. It gets boring in the dugout.
I slap more butts than
you got to slap butts. It's so boring in the dugout.
Did you guys actually play baseball?
I did as a kid. At not well, and then for the last like 2 months, I've been playing just a ton of baseball.
Oh hell yeah, that's sick!
Doing a lot of pitching.
You play too?
I played growing up, and I played for like 2 years in high school.
Oh, you played in high school too? Wow, you must have been good.
I played softball.
Whoa. There you go.
Oh
what,
hell yeah!
What position?
Second base.
Yeah,
honestly, I would have guessed that.
Yeah.
I look like a second base kind of girl?
I don't know. I don't know if you'd be on the hot corner slinging them from third.
No, the second baseman's like the. you know, like the little firecracker. I don't know.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, interesting. There's a better
word. It's where you put your weakest arm.
The asshole. Yeah.
It's where you put the fucking biggest dumbass on the team.
No.
It's true. They moved me out to left field eventually, and then I quit.
Left field is where child baseball players go to die.
Yeah. Every little league field, there's just bones of children.
This brings us back to the child
field.
Development point.
Yes.
I like throw righty, but I bat lefty. So
yeah,
I'm the opposite. I throw lefty, bat righty.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
That's how I learned too.
How do you guys bowl?
Oh,
I'm actually a really good bowler.
Oh, the precipice. Now this is a precipice.
I'm sorry. You want to bowl it? You want to talk bowling?
This is a sports podcast now.
I love bowling.
Well, no, but which way do you throw?
I throw lefty.
Have you ever played candlepin bowling? You know what that is?
You don't ask a bowler if he's played candlepin bowling.
Well, not a lot.
That's like asking a film connoisseur if he's seen Iron Man 3.
That's like what I grew up with because that's like a weird like New England thing.
Yeah, duck pin.
I'm good at bowling because I had to play with this tiny little ball and these really thin pins.
So you got very accurate.
Why you like the men you do?
Oh,
sorry. We can move on.
Do you like the little fellas?
Like I'm skinny.
Will just went out and just totally asked what you're not supposed to ask. I love it.
Wait, why are you not supposed to ask that?
No, you are. You can. I can't. Because I was giving the joke, mm-hmm. and then you did the thing where it's like I can't say it because I'm close to her. But yeah, right. She likes the little men. Yeah, but
nice. That's why I do this podcast with Matthew.
Fuck you.
Well, WWE. Yeah.
No, she likes to be able to pick them up. Yeah.
Yeah, I like football too. I'm.
She likes to be able to control every aspect of them.
I've dated one or two of those.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Well.
Anyways, back to candlepin bowling.
No, I actually have never candlepin bowled. Have you?
Yeah, no. It's called duck pin in Rhode Island.
Okay.
Duck pin.
Yeah, isn't we just the stupidest
what
shit?
A dumbass.
The standard over there too? Because that's like all the bowling alleys near.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah.
What a godless place.
It's really dumb. It's really dumb. What do you call the thing that you go to get water out of to drink in school?
The bubbler.
The bubbler.
The well?
The bubbler.
The well.
The well. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
The bubbler.
The bubbler.
The
bubbler. Where did you guys go to school?
Yeah.
You guys didn't have a well?
Yeah.
I'm from Illinois. The middle of nowhere.
Water bubbler. Yeah. What are some other weird terms that they use?
In Rhode Island. Okay, so
in
Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
Woonsocket.
Which is a very, like, it's like, it's technically a city, but barely. So
Rhode Island. Is that an indigenous name? Woonsocket?
Yeah. No, it's actually Irish.
Is it Irish?
No. Yes, it is. But so Rhode Island is split into two halves. There's the coastal part, which is where people live, and
very
then
posh.
There's the like rural woodlands part, which is where French Canadians live.
Oh,
and
wow!
It's all pretty much all French Canadians, and they in Woonsocket specifically, when your cars are parked side by side, the expression that you would say for that is side by side. In Woonsocket, they say side by each.
That's fucked.
Isn't that fucked up? They say side by each instead of side by
side. The Canadians do this?
The French Canadians say this.
They need to go home.
They do.
They need to go back to where they came from.
Go back to your country.
Yeah,
or at least go to Maine.
Yeah, exactly. I used to vacation in Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
Whoa.
There's a lot of French Canadians there, and they used to drive me crazy when I was a kid. I was like already racist to French.
I'll say this about the ones that are in Maine, the descendants of the Acadians, and those people rule. Like they're known historically for being like the coolest people ever. Like they were French separatists who came to this is just history now. They were French separatists who went to Canada. And got exiled from Canada by the British because they refused to fight in the Seven Years' War because they were pacifists.
Oh, wow.
And they were known as being very assimilated and very, like, friendly with the, like, the natives and the indigenous people. And they were just, like, the polar opposite of every other European that ever came to America. They were exiled.
It's kind of, yeah.
Yeah, sort of. And then they were exiled from Canada, and most of them either went back to France or settled in Nova Scotia, Maine area, or in Louisiana, where they became the Cajuns. So Cajun is a shortening of Acadian people.
Right.
If you ever wondered why, like, people in like New Orleans are good at cooking and just generally kind of cool,
it's because they are French.
It's because they are Acadian descent. Like, famously cool people.
I always wondered about the Acadian descent. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
No, I people... fucking knew this would turn into Nate History Hour, dude.
Oh, we didn't even talk about the
I
movie
I can't
stuff.
Take you anywhere.
I was trying to get back to the talking about movies and talking
you
about how we
see,
got stuff
if you
for
could
the
have
podcast.
Seen you would have seen my...
We have ADHD
like
on this podcast.
Yard stare.
Yeah, he
Once
gets...
Once Nate starts talking about stuff like that, I just literally zone out. I check gets, out. Gets... I am not in my body
Anna does
anymore.
The same thing to me, too.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Yep.
That's the perfect podcast dynamic right
Right.
There.
Guy who won't shut up and person who can't pay attention. Yeah.
Every podcast needs somebody that goes, uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.